The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. We are 18 days away from kickoff in Ireland. Our countdown sponsored by McKinney's Irish Pub at 8th and P. Show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can always call or text us at 464-5685. Watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Before we get into this topic, Sip.
The question,
but a loaded question. Can Nebraska stop the run this football season?
Hold on a second.
I saw this last night via Brett McMurphy of the Action Network. Ready for this?
I am ready.
The Big Ten is finalizing media rights deal with Fox Sports, CBS, and NBC. Unless there's a last-minute change, this will be the first time in 40 years Big Ten football and basketball games will not be on ESPN.
God, that's great. I don't know why I reacted that way, but it doesn't bother me in the least. Right?
CBS.
Yeah. That's an interesting change. Interesting change.
So, see that how that looks? But there's some news there.
That doesn't... That wouldn't bother anybody, would it?
I can't see why. Why would it bother anybody?
I don't know. Okay, O'Shawn Mathis. O'Shawn Mathis.
I've heard of him.
The transfer edge rusher, mm-hmm. edge defender from TCU, said yesterday that Nebraska scrimmage. Now, they scrimmage Saturday. It's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of people there for a closed scrimmage. There's a lot of people there. Former players. I don't know who else, but he said there was just a lot of people there.
Which we thought was not people. People couldn't go at all.
Yeah, well, so... He said it was a lot more intensity than I'm used to. I'm sure TCU coaches were thrilled to hear that. He expounded on it. He said Nebraska treats it more like a game approach. You've got guys running on the field, running off the field, full intensity. Be ready for field goal block. Be ready for field goals. Mm. Be ready for everything that's going to occur in a game. Then – we're hitting each other. It's all just getting ready for the first game. I don't know what they did at TCU, but he said it was a lot more intensity than I'm used to. I found that fascinating.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear that somebody's coming in and saying it's tougher than they came from. Right.
Right? Yeah.
You would want them to say, it's a little easier than it was before.
Right. O'Shawn having a good – now this will get us into our – topic. O'Shawn having a good camp. O'Shawn, they have him playing the boundary where, you know, he's primarily a pass rusher. But what I saw on tape from O'Shawn is he plays the run pretty well. He's a good tackler. Solid, tough tackler. Good form tackler. I don't know how – I think he'll handle the run just fine. Now, as far as Nebraska's run defense – It's been good. It hasn't been great, and I appreciated the call, the calls this morning that mentioned Eric and Eric's defense making incremental progress. It has made incremental progress. It just needs to make some more. And run defense is the critical area this year because I believe the pass rush, come on. I mean, they got the number one player out of the transfer portal, O'Shawn Mathis, who's an edge rusher. Their best player on defense besides O'Shawn Mathis is a pass rusher, an edge rusher, Garrett Nelson. Okay? You have them on both sides. One of the better players on defense, and I'll keep saying it in Wet Blanket and Faisal and whoever can keep coming at me. One of their more athletic players on defense who's been undersized on the edge is Caleb Tanner, but he's still one of their better players. I'll maintain that.
Isn't there criticism fair, though?
Yes.
Him?
Well, okay. he's not been very productive sack-wise.
The criticism's fair. It is. It's fair. You can expect a big season, and that's fair.
If you're Pat Fitzgerald, if you're P.J. Fleck, if you're Paul Chris, whoever, one great way to negate or mitigate the impact of Nebraska's athletic edge guys, just hammer them in the middle. We're not going to drop back that much, and when we do, it'll be play action. We're not going to drop back that much. We're just going to hammer it at you. And if you can't stop the run, your defensive ends aren't going to matter as much. They're not going to wreak havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hammering you. That's what I'm trying to do because your best players are on the edge. All right? We can solve that little problem if you can't stop us up the middle. That's what I'm doing. Isn't that just logic?
Well, it is logic, and Nebraska, they got to find a way off the bat to make that run defense respectable to an opponent.
Tough. It's been respectable.
I mean, but this year, I mean, you've lost guys. Damian Daniels is not here, the big boy in the middle. He's gone. Yeah. Ben Staley is not here anymore. You've lost some guys in the defensive line. Obviously, we talked
Casey
about
Rogers.
We talked about
gone.
All spring before he got additions that your defensive line was missing a lot of guys who moved on.
It was code red.
It was.
After spring. Especially when Casey Rogers left.
Exactly.
So Nebraska allowed 4.8 yards per carry in 2019. That I'm saying that's unacceptable. In 2019, Nebraska allowed 4.8 yards per carry. You can't win.
No.
It got acceptable in 2020 and 2021. Both years they allowed 4.2 yards per rush. Now, so where does 4.2 yards per rush rank? In the Big Ten, it's in the middle of the pack. It seems like a pipe dream for Nebraska to allow 2.1 yards per rush in a season. That's what Wisconsin allowed last year.
What'd they allow? 2.1?
Yeah, 2.1. Yeah, 2.1. Last year,
I'm
looking at it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, 2.1 yards per rush. That was far and away the best number in the Big Ten.
What, was that not number one in the country?
No. I'd have to look at...
Holy...
I think it was... Look it up. It was one or two.
2.1.
Yeah. Look it up.
Well, they underachieved by not making the Big Ten title game if they had 2.1 yards.
If Nebraska wants to get into the realm of winning division titles, it needs to be not 2.1, but it needs to be in the threes. Like Minnesota was 3.4, Iowa's 3.2 allowed, 3.2 yards per carry allowed, Minnesota 3.4 yards per carry allowed, Michigan State 3.4 yards per carry allowed.
Wisconsin was number one in the country last year.
Okay.
By far. 2.1 yards per carry, 2.12 to be exact. Georgia was second at 2.56. So Wisconsin was easily number one.
And didn't win the division, by the way.
They didn't win the division.
Iowa won the division, allowing 3.2 yards per carry.
Do you know how ridiculous 2.1 yards per carry is defensively? That's insanity.
Michigan won the Big Ten, allowing 3.7. Nebraska.
Which was top 25 in the country. 27th.
Ohio State allowed 3.7, and that was not a great Ohio State defense.
28th in the country, yep.
Yeah. So Nebraska, if Nebraska could get into the threes, the threes, 3.7, 3.8.
Okay. Yeah. So if you are at, hang on. If you're in the threes, you're probably like in the
top 45. That would be great. Now, that would be great. Now, Nebraska's been just outside that. And you wonder about this year. Can they stay in the 4.2 realm or lower?
Yeah, that's top 40.
And the reason you have this conversation is because, well, a lot of reasons, but you have it with those final four games in mind. Because what will Minnesota do to you? They will run at you 5-6 times in a row. And you got to prove you can stop it. Michigan brought the hammer to Ohio State last year in the game. Remember?
Remember Hassan Haskins? They could not stop them at all.
No. Okay. We all know about Wisconsin, and we all know about Iowa. Those are the final four. Your run defense has to hold up. You got to keep these guys healthy as you can. And when I'm talking about these guys, I'm talking about Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmacher. I'm talking about Colton Feast. I'm talking about Devin Drew when he gets here. I'm talking about Stephon Wynn. I'm talking about Mosai Newsome. Those guys, and you might have to dip into, you know, you might have to get into Raquan Buckley, maybe even a Marquise Black or a Jalen Weaver. Usually you're not getting through without somebody going down. And those inside linebackers are gigantic in that discussion, Reimer and Henrich. And right behind them, Ativa Maga Clemens and Garrett Snodgrass and Ernest Hausman. Those are the names in this discussion. Are they ready for this? And I know what would motivate me. Those guys are smart guys. Nick Henrich is in his fourth year in the program as a sophomore. He's a sophomore, but he's in his fourth year. Okay, Luke Reimer's in his fourth year as a junior. They're grown men now, and they know the score. They know what's on the edge. I think one of their motivations has to be, we can't have teams negating the advantage we have on the edge because they're just hammering us in the middle. That would be a big...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Motivator.
I mean, but that's why Nash Hutmacher is so important this year. Like you said, you said this many times, and we have to reiterate it. His neck tackle is his first tackle.
Right.
That's your starting nose tackle.
But Nash seems ready to me. I talked to him this summer a little bit. By the way, huge Hank Williams Jr. fan, which automatically I was captivated by. Nash went and saw Hank Jr. in South Dakota.
He was at Deadwood, I think.
Yeah. Nash went and saw him
just before that. I saw him the next day.
Oh, it's a huge season for Nash, but he knows it. He knows it. I mean, he is a very willing combatant. And not everybody. Now, you'd say, well, Sip, aren't they all? No, they're not. They're not. They get to be sometimes. Sometimes it takes time for guys to grow into that mindset. What'd you hear Nash say earlier this camp? He said, I'm not taking any guff from the offensive line anymore. I mean, he said, I didn't really take it before. The difference now is I'm giving it back. I got an attitude.
Would you argue with me if I said, we know what we have. I mean, you kind of, you know what you have with Quentin Newsome. Tommy Hill, you kind of know what you have there. Could you say that the X factor for the defense in terms of making them respect is Nash Hutmacher?
Ooh, I hate to put it on one guy.
Well, because, listen, Reimer and Hendricks, you know. You know those guys. Garrett Nelson, you know. You know. You feel like you know O'Shawn Mathis in terms of what he can do.
Yeah.
The secondary, I mean, the safeties, I guess, you don't know a ton about. Cornerbacks, you feel. I think, again, if we say
that. I don't want to do that
if
to
we
Nash.
Say the rush defense, is that it? Because it is very important. If Nebraska wants to rise up and compete for the West, I mean, make a bowl game, number one. And number two, if you have a good start, carry it on. Then he could be seen as an X factor for the defense.
Can't we just say that group inside, the interior linemen, are the X factor? Okay, I just don't think you can.
Well, he's right there then.
Yeah, I don't think you can put it. Well, he's the nose. So, yeah, he's the nose of the defense.
If he's getting blown off the ball and can't make stops, I mean, that's going to.
If he's getting blown off the ball, you'll see Stephon Wynn in there.
You got problems then, yeah.
You'll see Stephon Wynn in there. Now, they'll move those guys. It depends what defense they're in. You might see Stephon Wynn and Nash Hutmacher on the field at the same time. You know, it depends if they're what they're doing at the time. But I'd say your noses are Hutmacher and Wynn, or Wynn and Hutmacher, depending on how that goes. But all those, I'd say the onus is on all those guys inside.
Yeah, very, very important roles this year. Very important with the lack of experience at Nebraska.
Always, and it's a big thing for Eric. Eric's got some pieces. They have some pieces. I think they'll have a pass rush. And I think that they can force turnovers. Maybe force some more fumbles. They don't force fumbles at Nebraska. They're 92nd nationally.
They got to get gotta do better.
They don't recover them. Not enough. Not enough.
They
no, in 2019 they did.
They did?
Yeah,
well,
they were in the top 20 nationally.
That was an anomaly then.
Yeah. They got to force more turnovers. I like those corners a lot. I think they're big play corners. I think they can be good at safety. They got enough guys at safety where I think they can definitely make it work at safety. I'm not like, it's not like you have the top two and nobody else. You have a group there. You know, you heard earlier in the show, what did we say? Omar Brown was practicing with the ones yesterday. The transfer from Northern Iowa.
Right.
You know, you have Miles Farmer and Marquise Buford and Deshaun Singleton and Noah Pola Gates. That's a group of guys. It's deep. It's deep. You should be able to make it work there. But, yeah, I think the defensive interior is a little light on depth, proven depth, and just a little – it's a bit of a question mark. I mean, Stephon Wynn comes in from Alabama. He played 21 games at Alabama over 4 years, but only had 16 tackles. He was a reserve. I mean, this is a big year for Stephon Wynn because he's not a reserve anymore. He's a main rotational player at the very least, okay? Main rotational and probably – I mean, he's going to play 30-plus snaps a game. This is a big one for him. Think about the motivation Stephon Wynn has if he wants to play in the NFL. This is it. This is where he shows it. This is where he shows it. He was there yesterday. You know what he looks like? He looks like a guy you could imagine at Alabama. I mean, he's a dude. He's a tough-looking dude. And he's a smart dude. I've talked to him twice. He is it. You talk about intelligent. Stephon Wynn is intelligent. Those guys, they brought in good guys. Good, solid, humble, hardworking guys that have fit very well. Let's just see what it looks like. And they're going to get tested by Northwestern. You know what Fitzgerald's going to do.
Yeah, I sure do.
They're going to run it.
464-5685, call or text as always.
Is that right? Am I right about that? I expect heavy run.
Well, we know that their quarterback's not great. Ryan Helinski does not scare
you. I don't think anybody on the roster scares
you. I don't think any of their quarterbacks scare you. Now, they might be capable, but they don't scare you.
Isn't that what you do against Nebraska right now? You just try to run it out.
Well, that Nebraska has not been consistently great at stopping the run.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about a team with a pass rush now.
Well, this is a team
where your edge guys are their strength.
If you're Northwestern, you know what happened last year against Nebraska. You need to extend the game as long as you can. Eat up some clock with the run game. Right?
Yeah.
They want to make this as long of a game as possible. Or as quick of a game.
Quick
of a game as possible. Excuse me. You know what I mean.
They want two clocks.
Long drives.
Two clock.
Yeah. get your third and fours, keep the drives moving on.
I think that's what you do. I mean, I'm not a head coach, but that's what I would do against Nebraska. I would do that because I think they're going to have a pass rush. And I like their corners. I like Nebraska's corners a lot. A lot. I mean, Fisher said if Tommy Hill progresses at the rate that he expects, his name will be on the stadium. I assume as one of those All-Americans. That's what he said.
I need to read a full text here real quick.
Okay.
Is that fine? Wait till the end of the text before you respond.
Okay.
It's from Wet Blanket.
Okay. WB.
He says, does Wynn look as impressive as Keem Green? I remember when Sip did an entire segment talking about his butt. He was a highly effective run stuffer.
I don't remember talking. Yeah, he did have a big butt.
Yep, you did talk about that.
Yeah, it's true. Was that Wet?
Wet Blanket.
Yeah, thank you, Wet Blanket. You're right. You're right.
I talked about
Here's the thing about hype. And maybe you hear hype on this show. What I'm talking about is hope. And there's nothing wrong with hope, and there's nothing wrong with talking about why it might work at Nebraska. I mean, the coaches are going to tell you at these media availability sessions why what they're doing is going to work. Not why it maybe won't work, because nobody wants to hear that, including the players, right? Jake, am I wrong?
No.
Don't people want to hear why all this might work?
Yes. We need optimism right now.
Of course, you have to sprinkle in your skepticism, which is fairly easy to do.
It's very easy. I do sprinkle it in.
Yeah. We don't go all hope. But I don't think it's hype when we talk about Stephon Wynn like we're talking about him. I think that is very realistic. The expectations are very realistic for Stephon Wynn. He did play at Alabama for 4 years. They didn't run him out of there. I mean, he was a contributing member of the team in the best program in the country. And I think that is useful. If I were a player at Nebraska, I'd tap his wisdom a little bit. I would, especially if I was an interior lineman. I'd watch him. I'd wonder, you know.
Are we as high on him as we were Keem Green?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think we're higher. No, I think I'm higher on this kid because he did it. Okay. I hope this is Husker Bob.
We got a quick call from Husker Bob before we get to Robin Washit, who's the other Bob, right? You called Rob. Okay, Bob, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, this is part of why I am so optimistic and saying that there's we can win them all this year because Nebraska's defense has stepped up, progressed throughout. And last year we did have games where we stopped the run. We had games where we let the run, some runs get away from us. This year I think we're going to make that step. And before you guys started the conversation, I was thinking if Nebraska could get into 3.8 yards per carry on an average, that defense is stopped. And with the defense and special teams, I like it. I like our chances this year. And it starts with Northwestern.
Yeah, it does.
And I think we can, let them run at us because we can stop it. And, make them go, make them second and long, third and long. That's what we want.
Absolutely. That's the game plan.
And then we'll just eat them up. And then we'll just eat you up.
That's the game plan.
Then we'll have quarterback for breakfast.
Thank you, Bob.
Bangers and mash. Hey, hold on. Bob's right. I mean, that's the game plan. Now, you know what Code Red is? You want me to sprinkle in a little something scary? You know what Code Red is for this season? If Northwestern averages 5 yards a carry and chews clock because you can't stop their run. That's called code red.
Yep.
Doesn't mean it's curtains. It doesn't mean curtains, but it means code red.
Robin Washit next on Early Break and Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.